ever try to make sense of a mountain of log files?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they have good info in there somewhere.
Right.
But actually finding anything useful, ugh, forget about it. Well, get this. We're going to deep dive into using Squillite for request logging.
Oh, nice.
Request logs, they're like a website's diary.
Yeah, yeah.
They track who visited when, what they did. The problem is the traditional way of doing it just leaves you with these giant impossible files.
Yeah. You end up drowning in data, but that's where Squillite comes in.
Okay, so Squillite, for people who don't know, fill us in.
Yeah, so Squillite, it's known for being really fast, super efficient, and it gives you a really neat way to keep your logs organized and understandable. It's not just about storing, it's about making that data useful.
So it's more than just a simple database.
Oh yeah, much more. You know, it's funny, Squillite is like this hidden gem. You find it powering everything from apps on your phone to, get this, spacecraft.
Wow.
And now it can revolutionize the way we handle request logging, too.
Okay, so what makes it such a good fit for this kind of thing?
It all boils down to how Squillite is built. Since it's file-based, writing logs is incredibly fast.
Okay.
And that speed, that low latency, it's so important because the last thing you want is your logging system to slow down your entire application.
Makes sense.
You don't want it to be a bottleneck.
You want it to be in the background doing its thing.
Exactly. And the beauty of it, it's self-contained. You don't need this complex setup.
And I was reading, they were talking about this idea of rolling monthly databases. What is that?
That's a great point. Instead of having one massive log file that just keeps growing and growing, you get these nice, organized monthly chunks.
Okay.
It's like a breath of fresh air. Archiving becomes a breeze. Managing the data becomes so much easier, and analyzing it. Forget about it. It's a walk in the park.
So it's not just about storing it. It's about making it usable.
Absolutely. You can say goodbye to those days of wrestling with gigabytes, terabytes of text data.
Right. Just to make a simple report or something.
Exactly.
Speaking of analysis, there was something, I think it was called the AutoQuery Grid Admin Logging UI.
What is that?
Oh, that's a game changer.
Okay. It basically gives you a visual dashboard for your log data. You can drag, you can drop, create charts of your website traffic. Imagine seeing spikes and errors in real time. It's about turning all that raw data into something meaningful, something you can act on.
So you don't even have to be like a data scientist.
No, not at all. That's the beauty of it.
So Squillite, it's not just fast, it's not just efficient, it actually gives you these tools to make sense of what you're collecting.
Precisely.
Wow. That is really, really neat. So it's really a perfect fit for anyone who's, I guess, tired of dealing with these clunky logs, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it makes you think, if we can use Squillite to make logging something so fundamental, so elegant, what other innovative uses are out there? What else can we do with this?
It's exciting to think about. If you're out there and you're dealing with these logs, maybe give Squillite a shot, right?
Definitely. I think you'll be surprised at how much it can change things.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Well, thank you so much for this deep dive. I learned a ton about Squillite and logging, and I hope everybody listening did too. This is great.
My pleasure. Always happy to talk about this.
Until next time.